Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time and a Half. What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Yo.
Oh, shit. I was about to say, we're missing Heidi. I totally spaced out. What up, Sully Saul? What's cracking over there in snowy PA?
Oh, man. It's been snowing for a few days now. I like it. I'm enjoying it. I was doing snow angels, guys.
No, you were not.
Yes, I will. I'm going to try a video.
How drunk were you? How drunk were you?
I wasn't drunk. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, the Wuhan vaccine is here, but according to Dr. Fauci, you should still wear a mask. And while you're at it, let's cancel Christmas too. Here is my message to Dr. Fauci. You can go to hell, motherfucker. The left has gone insane. They now believe that white people have lizard brains. I'm not kidding. I'm going to show you. Oh, God. Folks, the left is losing its goddamn mind. And we're also going to talk about the latest development on the election fraud. All right, so stay tuned on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.com.
That kind of was that a week. That was a little weak.
Dude, it's Sunday morning. It's 9:30. We're all dragging a little ass today. I don't know why. It's just a really shitty. It's a beautiful day out too. It's just like
yeah.
Why are we inside? Let's go outside.
Honestly, we should be outside.
Let's record the shit. Today's episode and today's energy is basically the sum of 2020. You know, it's been a fun 2020. I've actually had probably one of the best fun years, like one of the funner years. Out of, you know, the last probably 10, but I'm just fucking over it.
Done.
I'm over coronavirus. Yeah. I'm over vaccines. I'm over masks, social distancing. I'm over election fraud. I'm over fucking, you know, white people bad all the time. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, you walk down the street. Oh, you're white. You're fucking bad. No, stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're making everything up. It's just the shit that comes out every day. It's fucking depressing. And you're realizing into your segment, how fucking crazy people are.
We're going to get to that. But, you know, let me start off with something actually pretty good, which you guys are going to like. So Space Force, I don't know, Tim, I know you saw this. Space Force, Jeremy, is going to be called Guardians. I'm not kidding.
And it's not an homage to, No, it's not. It's to the other fucking
so
thing.
Here's
I forget
the
what
deal.
It was, but it's not.
We got to pick our names. You know, who wants to be Space Lord? I'll be Groot.
I get to be Rocket. I'm Groot.
I want to be called Sex Pistol.
You can be Gamora. How about that?
There you go.
Hey!
There you go.
I am Groot.
There you go.
I'm Groot. Oh, the best thing for me. Tim can't speak. I am Groot. Yes.
James Gunn, the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy, he got upset and he tweeted out about it, asking if he could sue Mike Pence, who he called dork on his tweet. So people destroyed him in the comments. They started making fun of him. One of the comments said, a grown man who reads comics calling someone else a dork. So he comes back and tweets that he was just joking, but the egg was already dripping from his face, man. It was good to watch.
So that tells everything right there. The fact that people are getting so upset that the Trump administration called Space Force Guardians. Like, bitch, just because you directed a movie, you don't own shit.
He doesn't
you
own
ain't
shit.
Nothing. Right. You ain't nothing. You're Hollywood. If you disappear tomorrow, nobody would give a flying fuck about you. Mm-hmm. You are not special. You take a camera, you fucking shoot it, you make it fucking computer graphics. You're not fucking special. You're not fucking special. You're not above shit. I'm sorry. I know you're into producing and everything, but people in entertainment, you ain't shit. Right. You ain't shit.
Thank you.
I don't give a flying fuck about you.
The easiest way, exactly. if you doubt that, all you have to do.
Fire it up today. Woke me up. God damn it.
He's up.
Basically, all
he took
you
a
have
nice
to
shit
do
and
is look at.
Sorry.
All you have to do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All you have to do I hate you all.
So all you have to do is play.
Fuck you all. I'm done. Yeah.
No, come on. We're just fucking with you.
I'm out.
We never let you talk, so speak.
No, go ahead. Talk, Jeremy. Sorry.
So basically, you know, you always look at Hollywood and like the leading men and the leading women, right? They cycle through them like there's nothing, right? Like Gal Gadot was the big thing for 2 years, right? Jennifer Lawrence was a big thing for
She's coming out with another movie, by the way. They just cycle through them.
Who?
Gal Gadot. She's coming out with Superwoman.
Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah.
But basically, you know, they use them for, you know, 5-10 years, however long they're incredibly hot, and then they just push them off to the side because there's another batch of them coming in.
Yeah, you're right, man.
The next year, right? Yep. It's a constant supply with, you know, I would assume a limited amount of demand, right?
Dazed and Confused. Matthew McConaughey said it right. I get older, they stay the same age.
High school girls, right? High school girls, they stay the same.
Oh my God.
I get older, they stay the same age.
All right, so let's move into the topics, guys. Before we go there, there is a couple wins that have happened, but before I talk about Trump's win in the SCOTUS, one of the wins he's had, more public figures are now calling for the pardon of Julian Assange. The latest one is Sarah Palin. Now, if you remember, it was back in 2008. She ran with John McCain. And she's calling for his pardon, dude. Like, so again, more public figures are calling for Trump to pardon Julian Assange specifically and maybe Snowden after. But yeah.
Well, I could see more Assange than Snowden due to the fact that
I agree.
Just even down to, you know, Project Veritas they got recordings and they didn't doctor it. They played the full recording of Assange actually talking to Hillary Clinton before the election, when she was Secretary of State, and he was like, look, something weird, like he was explaining, like, you know, things were stolen and they're going to be released. I forget the whole thing, but he was basically like talking to the government and they were cool with it. And then something changed to where right at the election, he became the scapegoat.
Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, he said, hey, look, we had this guy who worked for us who he's gone rogue. You know, and he's going to release this information if you guys don't act. And he actually laid out a plan for them to what they could do to prevent this from going out. And they ignored it. And so, but a point that, you know, Sarah Palin has made and a lot of, again, figures on the right are saying is, hey, Julian Assange basically did what a lot of these news agencies do, right? Whistleblower, I heard this and discloses it, or I got this documentation from a whistleblower. If Julian Assange is in trouble for that, then why isn't anybody else in the mainstream media who has disclosed anything? And so I think this is the point that needs to be made. And I think this will lead into Trump listening in because he said he's looking into it. And usually when Trump says he's looking into it, a lot of the times, if you look at his previous pardons, it means he's serious. So I think we might see a pardon either before he leaves office, if he, you know, doesn't stay, I don't believe that, or before the Christmas season or the holidays kick in this week. But just noting that, what I do want to mention is Trump wins a SCOTUS case that challenges efforts to remove illegal aliens from the census counts. So Democrats have been fighting to keep the count of illegal aliens as the official count and you know, within the states and counties and stuff like that. The reason they do this is so that they can have more representation in government and keeps Democrats in power. The Supreme Court of the United States came out and said, hey, Trump is right to, you know, remove these numbers. Again, this translates to less representation of government from liberal politicians. And it's a total win for Trump. So just wanted to mention that that's a win he had this week in the Supreme Court. All right. So let's move into the first segment. We talked about it. The left has gone insane. So. And the first thing that I want to mention is this point here. There are now leftists calling that the votes of Black Americans should be counted twice. In other words, a weighted vote. they believe this. And in my opinion, they wholeheartedly believe this. And this is their excuse for the way that they've cheated. Now, let me show you this article because, bro, this isn't. Oh, God damn it. I copied the wrong link. Shit. I don't have it. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
This is the part, you know, because I had a conversation with a buddy of mine and we got into a little politics and just, no, not heated, but just, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, black and white and all that stuff. And he's like, I just want, people just need to be better. And I'm like, yeah, I'm bold. He's like, no, you're right. Because he's like, I have friends, you know, he's like, I got black friends that if you said you voted for Trump, they automatically say you're racist. I'm like, you see, that's a problem. You know what right, I mean? Yeah. And I was like, nobody's looking at these. Everybody's not challenging these articles and these insane ideas. Because when you say one person's vote needs to be weighted more than this person, you are creating more of a division.
Yep.
You're creating a divide that didn't exist. And now all of a sudden you're saying this group is better than this group. And it's 1-1.
Yeah.
A black person is not better than a white person. White person is not better than a black person. Exactly. You know, based on your color. You know what makes a person better than this person at what they do? Yeah, you know, you better at your job than him? Your skin color doesn't dictate if you're better at computers than him, or if you're a better financial advisor than him, or exactly. if you're a better basketball player than him. No, you have skills. Yep. If your skills are better, you deserve to be rewarded for those skills. Right. Just because you were born of a certain, you know, rate, whatever, should not dictate shit anymore. We are in the year 2020. The fact that we're still talking about shit that I thought was resolved years ago. Yes, people are assholes. Yes, people, you know, white person can go to a black neighborhood and be looked at a certain way. A black person can walk through a white neighborhood, be looked at a certain way. They're assholes all over the place. But overall, we should not be working on segregating and creating more of that. We're going backwards.
Right. The left nobody, is all about that.
And nobody seems to be going, wait a minute, why the fuck are we going backwards? We should be moving forwards, not backwards.
Oh, well, yeah, I would think Jeremy. So, but apparently, you know, I'm a white guy. I'm not allowed to have an opinion, so I'll just sit quiet.
It's fucking crazy, man.
You have an opinion on this show. So, but look, I'm going to say this because Tim, to your point, this is no longer about equality. Their new word now is equity. And what is equity? You know, it translates to, this is about superiority. And I'm not talking about race, you know, superiority in race, although we're seeing fucking signs of this now, you know, in the black community of a black racist, you know, and we're going to get into the whole lizard's brain and they're holding colleges hostages. We're going to get into that. I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about white leftists want to have superiority over you, conservative, over anybody who thinks outside of their way of thinking. And all this, in my opinion, is stage one thinking. And so how, because nobody asks themselves this question, right? It's just, oh yeah, this sounds good. Throw it out there. But okay, let's try to apply this, leftists. How are we going to classify blacks? Is it 100% black? What about people who are mixed? What about me? I'm 10% African, according to whatever that, what are those DNA testing
ancestries
sites
or whatever?
Yeah, ancestry.com. Yeah. You know, according to that, do I get 10% more weight on my vote? You know, the whole thing is stupid. But the left,
yes,
you know, has realized long ago that they don't need to make sense. They just need to cause confusion. They thrive in chaos. That's why we always call them the agents of chaos. It's insanity. Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just waiting for you to finish your point because nobody has ever checked. The left has not been checked in years. The last 4 years, they've been checked, and you're seeing how nasty these fuckers are, okay? We let them for years take over Hollywood, education, fashion, fucking psychology. I mean, all of a sudden, everything is, gender reveals should not, you know, gender shouldn't be on your birth certificate until they are old enough to realize if they're a boy or a girl. What? You tell me to believe in science to wear a mask because of science, but then you tell me that if you have a dick, you're not a guy. Wait a minute. That's science. It's proven science that you have a Y chromosome or, you know,
sure,
that determines boy, you know, men and female, male and female. But wearing a mask, case has gone up. Science. Get a vaccine. Science. Mm-hmm. You want to be, you can't call me he, him anymore.
Science?
It's they. Fuck science? You. It's science. All in the name of science.
Science.
Climate control in the name of science. How about, the only forest that's burning is California.
Right.
There's forest everywhere else, but climate change in California has got to change it for the whole world. Fuck you, you dumb fucks. And they believe it.
Yep.
Because they don't get checked. They don't get checked. And this is the problem. We are at a very, very, very right. We're here. The checking is here. And now that, to the next segment, which we're not getting into, but everything that's happened since November 3rd till now is proving all the checks and balances that have not been done.
Yeah.
And why we need to check these motherfuckers. Because you work for me. I don't work for you. Exactly. I voted to put you in. You work for me. Yeah.
Right.
Not the other way around.
See, we need an easier way of firing these idiots.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and shoot them. Like you say, Tim, and you know, we've said it over and over again. They get away with this shit. They've been getting away with it for years. Nothing fucking happens. And then even when Trump exactly. Even when Trump gets in there, you know, you would think that, you know, the people who are already entrenched there are the same fucking swamp that instead of investigating the fucking Hillary Clinton about all these Chinese, people who have infiltrated the Communist Party of China has infiltrated our political, all our systems, our education system. But nothing happens. But because Trump's fighting this fucking, like you said, it's a swamp, man. Now, let me show you. This is the Seattle school system. Put it on the screen for you guys.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
Seattle school system. I'm gonna read this for you guys. Seattle Public School tells teachers that the education system is guilty of spirit murder against Black children and that white teachers must bankrupt their privilege in acknowledgement of their thieved inheritance. This is, folks, if you're a conservative out there, especially living in Seattle, get your kids out of the fucking school system. Dinesh D'Souza said something today at Turning Point USA, and it is so true. He said this, instead of talking about seceding from the union and taking our states and letting them keep their blue states, he said, no, let's secede from their fucking systems. From the school systems, from everything.
Yeah.
Have our own networks, have our own news, have our own thing, fucking have our own culture. And because of this nonsense. Now, I'm not going to read all into this, but there was a whistleblower who came out and showed all this that is happening today in the school system. Again, they call white people lizard brains, folks. Because but what they say is that your racism is so entrenched that it is to the point of where you evolved and that it goes. Yeah, dude, I'm not kidding with you that. And this is only specific to white people. So then what I'm like, again, my question to these geniuses in our school system is, what about somebody who's mixed? Is there half lizard brains? Do you see where the idiocy that the left is bringing, dude? And again, this is just a tip of the iceberg on years, 60 years of indoctrination from because again, folks, the socialist countries, they're fighting a war of attrition against the United States. This is a long battle. This is not being waged at borders and countries. This is being waged for the minds of future generations. And we say this over and over again. What is that quote from George Washington? Jesus, why is it sleeping in my mind right now? the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government of the next. This is true. We seeded that ground, but we have an opportunity right now. It needs to happen. Like Dinesh D'Souza said, when he had a conversation with Trump, and I like this idea, dude, he had a conversation with Trump, and I think he said about a year ago, where, and Trump asked him, hey, you know, Dinesh, what should I do after I leave office? And Dinesh told him, you need to make your own network, your own TV network. This is so true. If he creates a network that competes directly against Fox News, against, you know, all these other entertainment industries that put out garbage, because this is what it is, folks. I've said this over and over again. I cannot watch a goddamn show without some fucking leftist idea being thrown at me.
Even just commercials.
It's disgusting. I'm like done with this shit, man. I can't watch. You're right, Tim. Even commercials. I can't watch a goddamn show without leftist dogma, leftist bullshit. And I'm done, bro.
Yeah, we signed up probably about 6 months ago. We signed up for the Disney Plus bundle package, yeah. Right? So you got Disney Plus, Hulu and ESPN, Sports, which yeah. We didn't even turn on ESPN. But so, we finally turned on Hulu, and I saw when you were out, you saw this. We're watching. I'm like, why are there commercials? I'm paying for this. Why are there commercials? And you brought up, you're like, oh, well, you can get a version of Hulu, the no ads version of Hulu. So I was like, oh, so then I go on to Disney Plus to change my package so that I can get it without the ads. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have that package.
Oh, wow.
All it is if you go to Disney Plus and sign up for the package through Disney Plus, you get the Disney Plus and the Hulu with ads. There's no other option.
Yeah, you have to go basically to pay for Disney Plus separately and then Hulu Plus separately. Yeah.
Right, which is fine because it's actually one penny a month cheaper if I buy the Hulu no ads and Disney Plus separately.
He's got it. He's going to do it too. He's going to say that penny is cheaper.
Right. Well, no. I'm doing it because that's the only way I can get no ads on my Hulu. Yeah. But I lose ESPN. It's like, well, I don't get it.
ESPN,
I don't care about ESPN.
Fuck ESPN. You don't watch sports.
Exactly.
They're kneeling for the flag anyway,
The kicker. Here's the kicker. So it was earlier this month. I go in and I stop my subscription because it says in order to change it, You basically, when you log in to Hulu or Disney Plus, it's the same login, right? Yeah. So they're tied together.
Yeah.
So in order for me to change it, I have to cancel my current subscription to Disney Plus bundle. And so they're like, okay, well, great. You paid up through through today. They're like, you paid up through the 20th. So, you know, if you want to re-enable your account, just log back into your account and do it again. So I can't change anything until it officially expires, which hopefully was today. So I can go today and do it.
Because it's the same account. If you log back in, it's going
to
reactivate.
Yeah, we've been sitting around watching the damn ads. And I guess, big circle back to your point. I'm sitting here. This is the first time I've watched ads in years.
You're right.
I don't do it. And so every time they come on, I do something else. And it's the same ads over and over again. And it's the same social justice bullshit over and over again. I'm like, why am I watching this? What is this? This is stupid.
It's garbage.
You know, and the sad part is we sat there and we're watching sitcoms or whatever with the girls. And you'll sit there, they'll be staring at their phone or playing a game on the phone, and the commercial will come on, and they'll walk through the commercial line by line. Ahead of what they're saying. You're just like, great. I've warped my kids' minds so much that they've memorized these dumbass, stupid commercials.
Yeah, yep. Dude, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, you know, to your point, you know, Nelson, you know, not being able to turn anything on without seeing it. It's too late. It's too late because now
I don't think so.
You have. The reason why I say it's almost too late. Hold on. The reason why I say it's almost too late. This institution and this ideology and thinking is everywhere. So if you are now trying to be a conservative and you go to the bank and you say, you know what, I want to take a loan out, and they look at your business plan, if they see it's too conservative, they will deny you. Look at what Pornhub, MasterCard and Visa decided, oh, until Pornhub cleans up its act, we're not allowing payments.
Well, I'm sorry, you said Visa and MasterCard?
Yeah, because you know how Pornhub, you know, everyone's talking about how Pornhub is big in, you know, like they kind of, with their videos and everything, kind of support child sex trafficking and underage porn and all that. So Visa and MasterCard turned around and said until they get rid of all their content that might portray it, we're not allowing payments, you know, people to subscribe with a MasterCard or Visa. So you're now allowing institutions dictating what businesses can and cannot do, whether or not it's true or not. So and everyone was applauding it, but it's also a scary thing because now Visa, MasterCard, they could turn around and say, you know what? Dinesh D'Souza, you have, you know, your video on Amazon. Yeah, we're not going to allow that payment. We're not going to allow this. Oh, you want to start your own thing? Well, who? If all the financial institutions that everybody has to sign up with a card doesn't allow it, you are now going to be able to force everybody into doing what they can and cannot do. We are in a dangerous... Everything... cash is non-existent. Well, you can't just pay cash on a subscription base.
Well, so I guess that kind of brings up an interesting point. What about all these pot stores? They're all cash.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to run any of that money through a bank.
Right.
Because it's considered money laundering if they do.
Well, once they decriminalize it, the first act of business.
Right. But to your point of cash doesn't exist anymore, there are certain industries that are.
Okay. Drugs.
Yeah.
But how are you going to pay cash
at that?
How are you going to pay cash for a subscription-based service?
Well, it'll be Bitcoin or the
Yeah, but they're trying to see, but this is the problem. All these institutions are trying to put bans on Bitcoin now. You know, they're trying to ban everything to stop this conservative movement. People, we're going down a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
You might be right, Tim. The train has left the station, but the question is now, you know, what do we do? We're all on this goddamn train right now. If that means that
70-76,
exactly. You know, well, either that or, you know, obviously there's been an ongoing civil war. It hasn't been violent yet, but there is an internal civil war in the United States, you know, and I think Prager mentioned this last night at Turning Point USA. And he says, look, before, you know, if you looked at a liberal and a conservative, they had the same goal. They had just different ways to get there. Today's the modern left is it wants different goals, folks. They're not patriots. They don't wave the flag. They don't like, you know, America the way we do. They don't look at America's history the way we do. They have the proctologist view of America. You know what I'm saying? and it's true, man. This is the left hates America, and that's why they want this, you know, give power to other governments, because America is not the greatest thing, you know, in the world. It, you know, leftists will react viscerally to you saying that America is the greatest country in the world. You can't say that. Well, why not? It's the truth. It's the goddamn truth. And there has never been a society where people of all different races, of all different creeds, ideas can live peacefully. This is new in history, in human history. This has never happened before, folks, and it just doesn't happen. And it needs an eternal vigilant society to preserve it. Now, we're going to get into this election fraud and that's happening. And I'm going to show you a video of Hillary Clinton calling on China to help Democrats cheat. Now, before I show you this video, I do need to say that she cloaks this under the assumption that Trump asked Russia for help. Now, this happened a while ago when she said this, but I don't trust her, I don't trust this hag at all, dude, at all. Let me show you this video. And again, she cloaks it under the assumption that, oh God, why can't this
every
always
time I see your face.
Gotcha. Fucking disgusting. Let me show you this video.
Imagine, Rachel, that you had one of the Democratic nominees for 2020 on your show. Mm-hmm. And that person said, you know, the only other adversary of ours who's anywhere near as good as the Russians is China. So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
Now, again, this happened a while ago when she said this, but let's put it in the backdrop of what has been happening in with the whole, you know, spy fart. What's his name? Swalwell.
He's trending right now. He's trending. Flyer Eric Spyfart. That's got to be cat turd. That's got to be cat turd, man.
It is. Because, dude, again, and it's just him. There's evidence now that whole SolarWinds Orion crap, there's rumors that they were able to infiltrate even more and gather more information, you know. And there's also rumors that Trump had a meeting with Sidney Powell and Michael Flynn about this, and that he may appoint Sidney Powell as a special prosecutor to look into election fraud, specifically coming from China. Now, the left for the last 4 years have been obsessed with Russia. Meanwhile, China was the one that's actually making moves. Now, if you listen to, again, what Hillary just said in that interview that happened a while ago, and you put it with the backdrop of what we're seeing, this is her way of communicating, in my opinion, with China and saying, hey, you have the look, I don't trust these people. And I believe that what's going to come out is going to shock a lot of people. There is, again, Tim, you're seeing the same tweets that I'm seeing. There's a lot of people out there, prominent people. We're talking about Linwood, people who are claiming that there's evidence.
He's out of his fucking mind by this way.
But
love Linwood because he's fucking crazy.
he is, Tim. But let's not forget who he is. And we're going to get into what he's doing. But let's not forget who he is. Linwood is the guy who defended Richard Jewell. You guys remember Richard Jewell? Clint Eastwood came out with a movie about this guy, the security guy who got accused in that Atlanta Olympics bombing thing. Yeah. So Linwood was his attorney, folks. This guy saved it. And everybody was after Richard Jewell. Remember this. He also was the guy who defended Nick Sandman. Again, you know, the high school student who was smeared by the media, and because he smiled at an Indian that was beating his drum in his face. And guess what? Nick Sandman is now a millionaire. That's Linwood, right? And so we're going to get into that. But again, there is rumors that this happened. Now, I'm going to, again, this is election fraud. And I wanted to play that because, again, it shows kind of a backdrop of what Hillary was saying. And there's some truth to that. Now, I want to show you this video of Joe Biden. And I know Tim saw this. And you're telling me that this guy got 80 million votes. And this is his latest rally in Georgia. Okay? I don't know if you guys see this.
Anyone showed up. It's frankly just downright embarrassing. This is the guy that got 15 million more votes than Hillary and 15 million more than Obama. I had no idea he was that popular. Parking lot
there, there's probably more cars there than there are people. It's pathetic.
They don't even clap for him.
No, it's
almost like they're paid actors to show up to his rallies.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is what I don't understand. Even with this SolarWinds hack, everyone's like, oh, it's already Russia. Pompeo said, oh, it's all linked to Russia, and Trump's not, you know, saying anything about it. He's in bed with Russia. We got to invoke the 25th and get him out. Why is everybody so afraid of saying the four-letter word? Sorry, five.
Five-letter
word.
Country?
Yeah. Why is everybody afraid of saying the five-letter word? China.
Yeah.
Why is everybody so afraid to blame China for anything? They don't even want to say China is responsible for the fucking COVID. They want to say it came out of Italy.
Because they own it. If you
cuckmo. Right. So why is like China is that? Oh, you can't say China because, oh, they own the media. They own Hollywood. They own fucking fashion. NBA. They own financial institutions. They own the government. They own the Democrats. They own half the Republicans.
They own the NBA.
Because even the new. They own the NBA. Yeah. I think they probably have money in the NFL now. They have money in the MLB. They own everything, and we let them. Yeah. We let these motherfuckers come in. Quiet, you know, they came in you know, they pose as students and this and that.
They're buying and property.
Next to military bases.
This is insanity.
And now, nobody gives a fuck.
The director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, came out saying in an interview, he said there was foreign interference. Now, there's a report that's due. That was due on the 18th. Now, they came out saying that it's going to be prolonged and that it may not come out after the one January 6th when they count the electors. But rumor is that Trump might get it before then. Now, one thing to note was that also happened during this whole China as shit is coming out. The Pentagon halted intelligence briefings for Joe Biden because as part of the transition, right, he's getting some of these briefings. Well, they halted it. And they came out saying that it was a mutual agreement between the Biden campaign. However, the Biden campaign, the way that they reacted was as if they got caught off guard with this shit. And the timing on all this is suspicious, you know. And again, it was shortly after the SolarWinds hack. It was shortly after that. There is some stuff. And if you have been keeping up to date what's going on, the Democrats are trying to put barriers in bringing out the election fraud that happened, especially out where you guys are at, Maricopa County.
Yeah, in Arizona. That was some bullshit.
County Board of Supervisors is challenging the essentially mandate Peter. From the legislature saying we're not going to turn over these voting machines. If you got nothing really? To hide, why are you, exactly, Jeremy? This is insanity. Now, before we because we're going to get into that, there was also testimony given in Texas by one of the electors that has a source in the Supreme Court as one of the staffers of the Supreme Court justices, said that he overheard the judges discussing the Texas versus Pennsylvania election case, the one that they threw out, they said they weren't going to listen to. And again, this whistleblower said that they heard screaming through the walls as Justice Roberts was discussing with other liberal justices, saying that, no, we're not going to take the case. Now, he also heard Justice Roberts saying, I don't give a fuck about Bush v. Gore. Now, the reason this is important about the Bush v. Gore was during that case, the Supreme Court justices said, because this is unique in the sense that it's what, you know, that there was no, original jurisdiction for this issue, which is was the case that people were making, which the case that Thomas and was it Alito? I think it was Alito. Made about this is a original jurisdiction, meaning that because the states don't have any other legal, when it's a battle between states, right? It's Texas versus Pennsylvania and all these other states. Where are they going to go? So the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction, meaning that the Supreme Court now has to listen to the evidence, right? And so when the evidence is presented, right, everything that we've been seeing in all of this, the Supreme Court needs to rule. And so Justice Roberts was heard saying, I don't give a shit about Bush v. Gore. At that time, we didn't have, quote, riots. This is, again, what people are saying that Justice Roberts said. Now, what does that mean? It means that Justice Roberts didn't want to take on the case because this was what could have caused riots. I thought this was a nation of law. Yes, dude. Isn't that insane? I thought this is a nation of
that
laws.
That is insane. Is insane. If someone's going to be out front of my house complaining about something I'm doing, oh, I can't do that anymore? No. What? Guys, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
When we were talking about this weeks ago, when we said it's going to go to the Supreme Court, I said it on this show, and I've seen other prominent figures online say the same exact thing. The Supreme Court was not going to take this case for that reason. They didn't want to be, they chose to not go. No.
You're right.
They put politics over procedure. That's all everybody knew this was going to happen. Everybody knew this was going to happen. This was not a shock. This is not a shock to most people.
I think it's not over just procedure. I think this is duty, because if this nation is a nation of laws, then
there you go.
Right, it is. You know, the justices, the Supreme Court justice should seek justice regardless of public opinion. Judges shouldn't be in the political business. That is left for everybody else to make policy, to, you know, law enforcement. You know, if they don't allow the process to play out, in my opinion, you're going to have war regardless, Supreme Court of the United States, because a lot of people feel that this election was stolen and they don't have any legal recourse. And so they're going to, again, this is only opening it up for that. People are not going to put up with this shit. And in my opinion, you had one job, SCOTUS. And to the conservative judges who voted to not listen to the case, Trump is the Republican Party today. And if you neglect your duty, it is the end of the Republican Party. And your days will be numbered again, Supreme Court justices, conservative Supreme Court justices, because the Democrats plan to, first of all, they're talking about impeaching half of the people who sit in that court. All right. This is what they're talking about. They want to remove Kavanaugh. They want to remove what's her name?
ACB. Barrett.
Yeah. And so the union will not last once the Democrats start doing this shit. And yeah, Tim.
It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. People are fed up. Yeah. And what's interesting is, and I said this, I believe, last week, a lot of the normal Democrats, you know, the middle of the road, middle class Democrats, they don't see a lot of this shit. And they're just like, oh, I voted for Biden, it's going to go. But I really do think that the minute they start seeing like packing courts and all this shit, I think it's going to open their fucking mind, but it's too late. But right, when you're looking at the fight, and I said, it's going to be the people versus the government. It's not going to be people versus people. You're going to have the Antifas and the, you know, but it's going to be the people versus the government.
Yeah.
That's what this is. We are now seeing the whole point of what the American Revolution and American independence was about. It was a break from this shit government. And basically, you are seeing it you're seeing it reverse right in front of our eyes, and people go, okay. Because what they do, they made people so weak and so scared that the Constitution, you want to talk about SCOTUS and having one thing? The minute they did lockdowns, unconstitutional. The minute they banned church.
Right.
Gatherers. Right there. The Supreme Court should say no. They should have stepped in right then and there. The Constitution does not go on vacation because of a fucking pandemic. Okay?
Right.
You want to say, hey, you know what? You can, if churches say that, you know, to come in, you have to wear a mask, that is their choice. But to say, do not have church, and the state governments and the local governments saying, oh, churches are canceled, but you can go to fucking Walmart and Costco and fucking the mall. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The Constitution does not go on fucking vacation. If it's safe to go to fucking Costco, I can go to fucking church. And I don't even believe in fucking God.
Right.
But this shit is actually starting to make me want to go to fucking church, because they say you can't go to fucking church. When they tell me I can't fucking do something, I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Not that I believe it. It's just because I want to go show support.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I mean?
True, yeah.
Because the minute you take this shit away, this is communism. You're taking away hope. And now you're saying the government, you're creating fucking China. And if these fucks like China, fucking go there. If you like lockdowns, go to fucking California and New York. Stay the fuck out of all these states and trying to change it. You want to cry that the Rose Bowl and everybody's moving to Texas? Oh, super spread. Go to California, lock the fucking door, set your fucking stove on, burn yourself. You know what I'm saying? Stay in the fucking house.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me that I got to believe what you got to believe because of fucking science.
Right.
I've been going out since, I have not stopped going out. I've been DJing. I've been going all over the country. You know what? I don't wear a fucking mask. I fucking sit next to everybody at the bar, fucking let them breathe on me. Guess what? I have not gotten sick in 10 fucking months.
Yeah.
So you're the one spreading it. Just kidding.
Yeah. But I've been around my family. Yeah. They have not gotten sick. I've been around my fucking 70 fucking something year old aunt. At her house. Guess what? She's still alive. Right. My cousins all go there. They go out. You know, they work with people. They're not fucking hiding from grandma. You know? Guess what? Everybody's alive. I understand that some people have gotten sick and died. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But it happens every day.
I cannot stop my fucking life. And I'm not going to sit there and say, I need a vaccine. I need a vaccine to fucking live my life. No, bitch. Just go outside. Take the fucking mask off.
Yeah.
You have a 99% chance of living. And then you're going to take a vaccine that is 95%. And then they even say, they go, oh, yeah, you're still going to get COVID. You just won't get the serious symptoms when you take the vaccine. What? Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you.
We're going to get into. You.
Keep moving the goalposts.
We're going to get into the vaccine. No, no, no. Because you know what? Tim, yes. It's all convoluted. This is all there. It's all connected. All right. But let's stay on the election fraud shit that's happening and the corruption that's happening. So Rand Paul, again, we're starting to see more prominent conservatives now, you know, picking sides. And so Rand Paul came out saying that there was election fraud and he has signaled that he's going to challenge the electoral count. So all these Republicans right now who are coming out showing courage, it's great to watch. If you remember, Rand Paul was attacked by that angry BLM crowd at the Republican National Committee after the Trump speech at the White House,
yeah.
And people were leaving to the cars. Rand Paul and I think it was his wife were attacked.
Yeah,
he was also attacked by one of his angry neighbors. Now, for him to come out and say, "Hey guys, I'm going to challenge this." Because a lot of, you know, if the Supreme Court justice right now is showing fear, because I don't believe it was just because, oh, there might be riots. No, these people are afraid for their life because a lot there. I'm pretty sure they're receiving death threats. All right.
Yes.
So
they are.
Because this is how the left works. They're getting death threats. And so they're showing their fear. So a lot of conservatives right now who are saying, folks, we're going to challenge this count. To me, I love to watch that type of courage. Now, the number of Congress folks who are now saying, have officially gone on the record saying that they're going to challenge the electoral count is now up to 20. So it's going to happen, folks. On January 6th, they're going to challenge that count. Now, going back to the Supreme Court rumor that Chief Justice Roberts said, Lynn Wood tweeted out this. That he had evidence about this. Again, another man showing courage on this, and I'm sure he's getting death threats. You know, where John Roberts said, you know, he would. It wasn't that one. I made a mistake. There's another whistleblower coming out saying that there's a tape or some recording or somebody heard John Roberts talking to Stephen Breyer. The other liberal justice on the Supreme Court saying that they would make sure that Trump was not reelected. And they referred to Trump as the motherfucker. Now, if this is true, this is treason. Now, again, I told you guys, Lynn Wood and his credentials, who he is. And so he came out saying that there's evidence to this, that Justice Roberts said this. Sitting on the Supreme Court justice would make sure that Trump is not reelected. Now, Lynn Wood later tweeted out that he had evidence of this and he has handed it over to third parties for review. A lot of people are saying that this is a CYA, right? In case they go after him, in case they get him, others can release this evidence. He also tweeted, I'm not making this shit up, but Tim, you saw this. He also tweeted that he's not
out of his mind.
He's not suicidal. He said, folks, I'm not suicidal. And he's saying this in case the FBI takes him out.
In case he gets Clinton'd.
Yeah.
And Sidney Powell, regardless.
Yeah.
They are the shit that they're coming out with and fighting. They, regardless if you think they're crazy or not, the fact that they're just vocally saying it, dude, they are putting everything on the line
there.
So for people like that to really go out of their way, Sidney, dude, Lynn Wood doesn't, he's got the money. I mean, just from winning the Sandman case, like just take that. Cause if he got $200 million from fucking CNN and he gets 30% of that, he don't need shit. Right. Sidney Powell, she was out there, you know, with Flynn, unless Flynn, you know, cued them or something, you know what I mean? But,
and isn't it crazy, Tim, that Lynn Wood, the woman who defends Michael Flynn, Michael Flynn and Lynn Wood show up to the White House right after the SolarWinds shit. Again, this is beyond coincidence. Something is happening that we're not aware of.
Yeah.
That I think is going to hit the fans within the next couple weeks, folks. This is going to blow in everybody's face. And the Democrats for a long time have gone without facing justice. But justice is coming. It is coming. And I want to go into the we wanted to say something. Go ahead, Tim. Yep.
Yeah. So real quick. So to the challenge on January 6th, I'm pretty sure the way this works, as long as you have one representative and one senator challenge.
Yeah.
Then it goes to a vote. Because when Maxine Waters tried doing it,
that wasn't Maxine Waters, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
You said that last episode. It wasn't her. It was somebody brown.
Oh, okay.
Von Brown.
To that point, when they asked her, you know, that person, when they challenged her, they say, who is the, you know, the opposing senator?
Yeah, I saw
they didn't
video.
Have it. Yeah. So as long as if it's one and one, cool. But for the GOP, for the people that are acting like they give a shit, they need to the Cruises and all that, because
there needs to be a line of people going, no, this isn't right. This isn't right.
Whoever doesn't step up will get primaried either by it or they will lose in that election to a Democrat. So people are willing to hand over this country to the Democrats to say, fuck you to the GOP. And that's even more dangerous.
Yeah, because
if you primary somebody and you're going to, let's say you primaried the asshole from Illinois that literally hates the young kid that hates Donald Trump. You primary him. Okay. Now you lose his votes because there's not enough. So now you're basically going to turn it over to the Democrat.
No, because in the primary, you're choosing what Republican candidate you want. So if he gets primaried, he won't be able to run unless he goes to another party.
But he's weak. So what I'm saying is those votes that normally would go for him won't go to that.
I saw this tweet that said,
they still go to the Republicans. It's just not to him.
Yeah. Here's what I will say.
Patriot Party.
I'll tell you this, in which nobody's been able to explain. If a lot of these people got elected on Trump's coattails, what happened to Trump's coat? You see what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense that everybody, every single race, every single Republican who was up for re-election won. I'm not kidding, dude. This is how big it was.
And they took over.
And they won more seats. So you're telling me, and this was during a, you know, where they could do down ballots, meaning that you have the president running. A lot of presidential elections bring more people to vote. It's just how it works, folks. So if Trump brings all these people to show up to the ballots and they're going to vote for everybody else except Trump, makes no goddamn sense. This is why this whole shit is a lie. Now, Peter Navarro, which is the White House trade advisor, and also he's an economist and an author, he came out with a report. He serves under the Trump administration. He came out with a report and he called it the Immaculate Deception, and talking about the 2020 election. I'm not going to go deep dive into this. Folks, you need to go out and read this. And I'm just going to read the report on this that came out, because the amount of fraud that has been uncovered and in this report is astounding, to the point, again, where it could not only turn the election, but give Trump a landslide. Okay? So, and I'm, again, just an excerpt of what this is, a brand new 36-page report, 6 damaging areas to examine, more than enough evidence to swing the election. All 6 of the battleground states exhibited these irregularities, illegalities. Okay, so first of all, the first point, it wasn't a combination. It was all 6 of the battleground states. So again, this should show you that this was coordinated. This wasn't people acting on their own behalf. This wasn't one county doing cheating, right? No. This was coordinated, folks. This is why the Biden administration, Biden himself, didn't feel like he needed to go out and campaign. And this is why he said that he was amassing the most, what was it, election corruption in history. He admitted
to fraud team or something like that.
Multiple strategies, possibly a dozen at play. Error acceptable rates, thousands of times higher than FEC allows. Glitches, surges, and no poll monitors when hundreds of thousands of voters added to the dead in the dead of night. Again, this is stuff that we've been talking about, folks. But this report, again, breaks it down. It's worth reading. So, listener, folks, go out and read this report. Now, Trump is not blind to this, okay? Trump is looking at this. He's reading this shit, and he knows. And so I believe he's just giving this time. He's letting the process play out. Again, he called in Sidney Powell and Michael Flynn to a meeting. People are saying that he was talking about martial law. Now, Trump came out tweeting and saying, no, that's a lie. However, you know, if it was a part of the conversation, you can tell that Trump is going to fight. All right. And I've already mentioned to you what the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is trying to do. They're trying to, you know, steal this. They don't want transparency. And the question that people have to ask themselves is, why the secrecy? And so Trump will fight back. And somebody tweeted this, and it's so true, because we stop in a football game especially during the last minute. You saw this tweet, especially during the last minutes when the game is crucial and the game is tied. We stop football games to replay a play in super slow motion from 8 different angles, okay? But we won't verify the integrity of our election. And I can't remember who tweeted this. So here, this is what the Republicans are doing right now. They threw the flag and they're challenging the play. They threw the red whatever. Is it a flag? Whatever they throw.
Yeah, red flag.
Red flag. And they're challenging the ref and saying, folks, we need a recount. And the Democrats are saying, no. There's no need. No.
Nothing to see here. Chris Preeb came out and said it was the most secure election we've ever had. And then you find out, oh, yeah, they all had fucking SolarWinds Orion in it. And there was a bit major breach backdoor. And the whole government's been fucking compromised.
Yeah.
Most secure election. You had one job, you fucking idiot.
No. I'm telling you, dude, this is not going to end how the Democrats think. Now, going back to the Trump is fighting, all you have to do is look at Trump's tweets. There is no talk about seceding. There is no talk. This is, you know, if you watch the mainstream media, they're talking about, oh, Trump is, you know, this is, you know, what did they say? A frog dying out in the sun or something like that, calling Trump. And he's just basically making his last attempts at survival. Trump tweeted this video, and it's awesome. I love this video.
Oh, you know, there was a big fight for Trump rally in Taiwan over the weekend.
Oh yeah, I'm going to show you that video.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. This is the video that shows all the places that are rallying for Trump right now.
But the GOP does not fight for Trump. Think about that. Think about that.
Israel. Hong Kong. Hollywood.
Well, and this is a big compilation of the boat rallies, the car parades, the fight for Trump rallies. So it's a combination. But where's this for Joe Biden? Wow, he included that. That's awesome.
Now, I want to mention this.
Right there. Save America, save the world.
Save the world. Now, the folks, there's a rally that's going to happen, I think, on or a protest or whatever, on January 6th in Washington, D.C. And this video was is a promo to that. Now, again, this is Trump tweeting this, folks. This is not a guy who's given up. And here's what I
say. Doesn't give up. What are you idiots? You think he's going to give up? Have you not seen the man for the
Trump? Trump is always admitting, exactly. He goes, I'm a counterpuncher. Yep. Trump is a counterpuncher.
Okay.
You know, so he'll let, you know, when a boxer comes out and fights and they come let everything out, they get gassed out. Right. So what has the Democrats done for the last 4 years, especially the last, you know, since November 3rd? They came out full swing and they're getting gassed. Yep. They are getting so gassed right now. And he's sitting there jabbing. I'm going to throw some cases out there. And he's about to land the big. I really believe he's about to the biggest fucking blow to these motherfuckers. Whether or not that means he keeps the presidency, but I think he's going to land a blow so damning to these motherfuckers that it's going to hurt. Yeah. That it's going to put a big. So. He's going to do something big.
I agree.
The fucking president. He's got all the info.
And one thing, again, that I wanted to say after watching this video, and again, I follow Trump's tweets. Yes, Mr. President, we're ready, man. I'm telling you, the country is ready. Just give the orders.
The world is ready.
Millions of us will go fight till the end to preserve this country. A lot of people will do it. And he just has to give the word, and he knows this. And now, aside from the battle that he's going to have and the counterpunch that Tim is talking about, I believe that's coming. But people are ready. Not just the Democrats are. They're not just tiring themselves. They're tiring the rest of the country. America is goddamn tired. Again, I keep hearing from Hispanic friends who keep telling me, "Bro, I voted for Trump. I voted for Trump." People who would, I would, what? Why? Because we're done with this shit. We're done with this whole fucking Antifa, BLM. The country in lockdowns, the country is goddamn tired of these people. Now, something that I forgot to mention that came out this week as well. The FBI and Peter Strzok were investigating Trump before that whole Crossfire Hurricane Russia investigation bullshit. Right, because they wanted to investigate Trump because he cheated and that's how he won. Again, they're obsessed with Russia. They've now declassified texts that show that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were discussing investigating Trump even before that. And they were talking about an ongoing investigation. And if you remember, these people lied to Congress. And so, like you said, Tim, I think Trump is winding it up right now. All this shit that's coming out. And I believe we will see people going to jail. I believe it, because these people have gone, they feel like they can do anything. They've gotten away with it over and over and over again. And I think it needs to end. And I think the man to do it is Donald J. Trump. Now, go ahead, Tim.
You know, it'd be interesting. You know, this is me playing my conspiracy theory, crazy person.
Your cue card.
What? Wow.
No, you know, with all this talk of martial law and everything, honestly, the best day to do martial law would be January 6th when they're getting ready to vote. They're getting ready to vote, and you just walk in, martial law, military comes in, they take all the fucking Pelosi, Schiff, Swalwell, all them out. You're done. Here's the evidence. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Arrested. That would be the ultimate fucking blow. You just take
it would be glorious.
They're all in that room voting. Yeah.
They have to be in that room voting.
Yeah, honestly, like if my crazy brain can think about that, you know shit sure that fucker has thought about that going,
And I guarantee you, it's going to start riots, but I think that the American people, especially a lot of people on the right, they're ready, man. They just need a reason for target practice. Just give us a fucking reason.
I don't think people want to kill Jeremy people. Honestly, people, they're the crazy ones that are ready, government. It's not about the people.
Yep.
It's not about people wanting. The Patriots don't want to sit there and shoot a fucking.
No, we want our country.
Their neighbor. You know what I mean? They want to preserve our country.
But.
The Antifa, maybe. Exactly.
Okay. Let's not be ignorant to the fact that there are these people. There are these scum of the earth who want this country to burn. Okay. They exist.
Oh, yeah. No.
Every riot that they have, there's 200-300 people. You know what happens when you have 300, you know, you say 600, you know, Patriots with, you know, their 1776 mantra. And then you have 300 soy boys. You know what's going to happen? 150 of them are going to run away because they haven't been checked either. Yeah. You've seen it. You've seen it in some of these, you know, fights where, you know, they run their mouth. They go up to the wrong person. They punch him. Then that guy grabs him by the throat. And that, then the guy's girlfriend's trying to fucking save him. Right there, you lost. Because that girl, you can screech all you want. That guy put his hands on me. I'm going to fuck you up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they slap him. They don't even punch him. They slap him.
Let me
clarify. The kid's crying.
I'm not advocating for needless death.
Yeah, you are.
No. I am calling for the death of people who want the death of America and the death of our country. This is what I am calling for. And if it wasn't clear to the
not
listener,
godly.
I'm sorry. But however, you know, I like to always quote this, which is, I'm forgetting the quote. Heaven is under siege basically by violent men, and only violent men can claim it back. Right. So this is to America. If we apply it to here, there are violent people who are trying to usurp the will of the American people, and only violent people can take it back. If you think that you're just going to have people trying to negotiate and talk with these people, this is not going to happen. It needs to have people who are as willing to do violence against those people that is going to win this. And if we don't understand that, you should not be listening to the show. If you can't understand that, you're wasting your goddamn time. Hopefully you're not. But listen to our show. Listen to our show regardless. But however, you get what I'm saying.
So think about it. We played the video on here. And this is a video that circulated the internet over June, July, where it was the guy what goes into, I believe it was in California. He goes into a local meeting, and he's telling me, he's like, good thing you're wearing those masks, hiding your face. He goes, you guys are destroying this country. You guys are destroying this city. And he goes, eventually, we aren't going to be nice anymore. He goes, there's more of us than you realize that are ready to fight.
Exactly.
I think he was also an ex-military guy, right? You guys remember the video.
Yeah.
And he was literally going, saying, we remember who all you are. This isn't over. When we rise up, you're not going to be able to stop us. And he goes, there's a lot of us, and we're preparing for it.
Yeah.
So people are preparing for what's next. And it's not about Joe Biden. This is not about Joe Biden. It's not. This is about taking away your freedoms, rights, you're telling me that as a restaurant owner, I can't serve food anymore, outdoors or indoors, but I can go to the mall because you've deemed that essential. You can go to Costco because that's essential. You can go still make movies in Hollywood because you've been deemed essential. Okay. All these people that have been deemed essential, and now they're trying to, so here's the other thing about essential workers. You know that they're trying to say some Harvard fucking douchebag came out and said, teachers really aren't essential anymore. You know, we realize that teachers aren't going to be considered essential workers because most of them are white.
Well, that's not a racist statement at all.
At a certain point, if you're a minority, always hearing somebody going, well, you know, we're going to change the rule. We're going to lower the requirements for graduation because of the color of your skin. When I hear that, what you're telling that person is, we really think you are fucking dog shit, and we're lowering the things because we don't think you're capable of operating up here. Wrong. That is the wrong message to be telling people.
It's sending a horrible message.
That is a horrible
message.
But they make it like they're doing the right thing, saying it's white people and Asians that are so bad because they're so smart because they have privilege and you don't. No. How about you fix the system? Why is it when I say to fix the system, you look at education. Okay, you look at, you know, my area. I live the Thunderbird, the Glendale district, okay? You know, I pay taxes, and those schools are all Excelsior wards and everything else, and it's a mixed community, but obviously probably more white than, you realize. But then let's go to Maryville. Why are those Hispanic neighborhoods have the worst school system? How do you fix getting more money and better teachers into that to help those kids, you know, to educate those kids better? Why do they get a shittier education? So, you got to ask that question. Why does it's real? Why does the hood, any hood, have
underperforming schools? Because there's less family involvement. There's less parental involvement. And the reason why there's less parental involvement is because there's less parents in the household.
Yep.
Well, Hispanic communities don't have that problem.
Sure they do. They have single motherhood. They have single parents. Mm-hmm. The problem is these people are working their ass off and they're sending their kids to school to try to learn something. And the problem is when they come home, you know, first grade, whatever, our kids, we had to sit down and we had to read with them. Well, these parents aren't home to do that.
Right.
So the kids don't read in the first grade. Well, then when second grade comes around, they now need to be able to read something that they don't know how to read. And it all pulls down, right? You're dragging down to the lowest common denominator in those classrooms. And then what happens is the kids start realizing, oh, well, I don't know anything about what the teacher's talking about. And they start acting out. And then there's no discipline at home saying, hey, your child came in today with a knife and threatened to stab the teacher because teacher's white. Wah, whatever, right? It's a horrible thing. Don't get me wrong. But to say that we're going to fix these schools by putting more teachers in there and more money in there.
No.
What are you going to hire a police officer for every single one of those children to follow them around school all day and make sure that they do their homework?
But this is why I'm raising that question. The school system isn't good in impowerished neighborhoods. But then you look at everything else, this is all a downward thing, right? Like you said, it starts here. If you have, if that impoverished neighborhood has high crime, how can you have good education? Because what teacher, think about it, what teacher is going to want to go be a teacher in that community thinking like, it's a bad neighborhood.
Hold on, guys, because you guys are discussing the issue after the fact. See, this happens. The problem in the inner cities and these neighborhoods that you talk about happens long, long before we talk about school. And where does it start? It starts with these leftist policies where they subsidize women to be for no father to be in the house. Right. And these are liberal policies. These are liberal policies, you know, because, we got to give them money. And so then now the female feels, I don't need a husband to raise these kids. And therefore, so this is we create this system. There is not, there is not a set amount of people that are going to be poor, folks. This is not what it is. What's happening is that we are keeping these people poor by incentivizing them to not have, like Jeremy says, a father in the house. This is when it starts. And it's these liberal policies that tell these communities that are filled with crime that, hey, let's have compassion for this criminal who killed somebody or who assaulted somebody because people need a second chance. Well, guess what? This person goes into that neighborhood and causes chaos. Again, liberal policies that I don't take it away from that. I believe they come from a great place. However, a lot of times you have to ask what makes sense for the community. And if that person has a family who can take care of them, whatever, fine. But why does my tax money have to go into solving that? And it shouldn't. And again, so the problem starts long before there are kids and now these kids need to go to school.
And what's interesting is when I was talking to my buddy who lives out in Michigan, and we're talking about his city and, we're kind of talking about, race in there. I said, look at who's been running these cities. I said, everybody thinks that conservatives are the most racist people. But I said, look at your city. And, we're talking about gentrification. He's like, I'm seeing certain neighborhoods. It's like, I can't buy a house because now all of a sudden these houses are $500,000. I said, yeah. So that's gentrification. I said, who's moving in there? He goes, white people. I said, think about that. I said, your city's been run by Democrats for years. Okay. They don't do anything to fix those neighborhoods and lower the crime. They let it get so low. Then they say, we need to revitalize this neighborhood. They get it so low. And I said, who got the money? I said, white people move into these neighborhoods, buy it all up, and then they move you out. You don't have a say. He's like, yeah, it's kind of, I said, but you need to be questioning your local officials going, why are you not fixing crime in this city? Why are you letting it get so bad that people are being forced out by the crime and, you know, you're giving it to...
So what is the city supposed to do about crime?
Okay, if you know that this area is ridden by gangs criminals. And drugs and everything, you need to arrest criminals, not arrest them and let them out because, know what, you only had... You're only selling, 1 gram of crack to a child instead of fucking two. So,
all right.
No, you got to hold criminals accountable. Criminals are being let out of jail, they go back to their neighborhood and they run it down. Criminals don't say, you know what? I've been given a second chance. A lot of times, criminals go back to criminal element. Okay?
Well, and where else would they go? I mean, let's face it, if you were a criminal all you know is your gang because your family has abandoned you, basically, and all you know is your gang and you go to jail because you sold some crack or whatever for your gang. And then when you get out of jail, however many years later, where are you going to go? Where else are you going to go? But right back to the gang.
Yeah.
And they're going to welcome you right back in and go, great. Hey, here's another rock of crack.
Yeah.
Rock of crack?
Yeah.
Crack
and, rock. You know, a lot of times, if you don't go back,
sell it.
See, because I have, because I have friends of multiple, different areas, right? So I have those friends. I have groups of friends that come from that element. And they'll say the same thing. Yeah. We go right back because we, it's hard. Not a lot of companies will hire felons,
Right.
So, you don't really have a lot of choices when you get out for the bad decision. So you go right back to doing what you know, because being a normal civilian is just not, they don't know. They don't, they're used to always having money, the power, and they don't know. A lot of them don't know how to. And I said, cool, whatever.
It's a cycle, right? You got to learn how to break the cycle.
Somebody else is going to sell that drugs. Is going to sell those same.
Here's a solution to what Jeremy said. Because, obviously we're not trying to solve world poverty and crime, along the lines, Jeremy, because what happens is, you say, what happens to these people after they get out of jail? They don't have any other alternative. What can they do? Nobody's going to hire them. Well, see, there used to be organizations, and this goes to a broader point, which is as soon as leftist ideas start taking over, people become less, what is that word? Giving.
Inclined.
Or exactly to help. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you why. Because, and you'll see this in Europe. Okay. And I've seen this with a friend of mine, and I'll mention this story. I've mentioned it multiple times, but for the benefit of the listener who hasn't heard this, I'll mention this. Now, what happens is that before there used to be organizations, churches, private organizations, people would donate to these organizations, and these organizations would then turn that money into helping people like this, revitalizing making them citizens, better citizens for the society. There used to be that. But what happens is, and I'm going to tell the story because this applies very well. I was dating this girl who had a daughter, and we're having a conversation one day. I'm driving and she's like, hey, I need you to take me to the DES office. And for those of you who don't know, Department of Economic Security, she wanted to go apply for financial assistance, food stamps, and all that stuff. Now, little backstory and facts, her father was a millionaire. And my first reaction was like, wait. First of all, you're dating me. What's going on? Why do you need... And this is what she said. Her advice given to her by her father was that she go and apply for this money. And this was during the Obama, the first time he was running, and he was a big Obama guy, and we'd never gotten along, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so then I realized the mentality. This is their mentality. There is already a system that's going to help you take advantage of that system. Not, hey, you know what? I have a lot of fucking money. Let me help you, my daughter. No.
Grandchild.
Well, and so this is the mentality. This is what happens. And so before, and this is what kills these private organizations, churches, you have leftists now shutting down churches. Okay. So again, there used to be organizations that a lot of these who would help these people. But as soon as leftist ideas take over, they kill that. They kill that. Yeah, Jeremy.
So I don't know this person that you're talking about. I don't know their history. I don't know his history, you know, the father's history or whatever. But I guess one of the questions that I have would be, what had the father done previously, right? I mean, I'm assuming she was mid-20s, right? Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So what happened between ages 14 and 26? What did the father do? Did the father get to the point where he's like, I've given her all the money, I've given her everything she needed to succeed, and she just, you know, what they call it, failure to launch? She just didn't get it together. Maybe she needs a little living off of $300 or whatever dollars a month to see.
No, but even if that's...
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, but again, see, it's the mentality. Number one, the advice given should have been, well, you know, you're living with somebody, you're dating somebody. Why isn't he helping you? And that person meaning me, right? No. And that's what I didn't understand. It's like, first of all, like if you're strapped for cash or whatever, I can help you. But in my opinion, it was just was she really strapped? Could she not survive? No. What it is that, oh, it's a little help, you know, so that I can, you know, use this money to, you know, whatever. This is what it is. This wasn't a person who was homeless. This wasn't a person who was in a situation. Or a person who was, you know, in desperate need. She wasn't. And so she was taking advantage of a system that was there under the advice of her leftist father. So again, folks, this is what the left does. People will take advantage of the system because why not? You're a fool if you don't take advantage of the system. That's what leftists create. So
maybe
even though
maybe we
even
need
though
to start taking advantage of the system,
you know, and that's when that's when the whole system falls. In my opinion, that's when the whole system falls. The second that the citizenry feels and that they can vote for somebody who's going to give them free money and it's just going to be an ongoing, you know, hamster wheel. That hamster wheel is going to come off. Yeah. It's not going to last forever. It doesn't work. Damn. So
I like your, I heard you say in the past that basically what democracy is, two wolves and a sheep voting over what's for dinner. It's just like, you know, it's like, I get that. Right. And it's not difficult to extrapolate that, right? In this scenario, you've got three people, right? You know, you've got, basically dinner and two people that are hungry. So what would stop someone from saying, all right, you know, sure, you have something that we want and there's more of us than you, so we're just going to take it from you.
Right.
And,
right,
you know, they can, and they do. They do it all the time, right? They take the money from people who are going to work every day, working hard, and just deciding that it's okay to just give it out to other people. It's like, well, why? They're not working at all.
And now they're being straight out about it. And I'm going to talk about Cuomo, what he came out saying, because he talked about redistribution. He said redistribution of wealth. That's what they're trying to do during this whole COVID thing. But before I do, and before we get out of the election fraud thing, I want to show you something. This is General Michael Flynn. I think this was a speech that he gave during the Republican National Convention. He gave this at some convention, but it's a great video and going along the lines of what I was just saying, where, you know, we conservatives, it's time to fight, you know, and whether whatever that in whatever method that translates to you, it is time to fight. So let me show you this video.
No place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
It's a great speech. And this should motivate anybody for the fight that's coming, because it is coming. There's a fight.
There'll be a fight no matter what, right? If Trump wins with the lawsuits and the you know, Senate, the normal election process, right? The variation process, whatever you want to call it. Then, you know, if Trump pulls it out, Antifa and BLM and whoever else are going to rise up and burn cities down.
Yeah.
And if Joe Biden becomes our president and they get him out of office immediately and put Kamala in there, then you will have a lot of patriots that are not going to put up with that. So it's a big, what they call it, a powder keg.
Yes.
Just waiting to go off. Right.
Exactly.
There's two wicks coming out of the top of this powder keg. And there's the Democrats on one side with a lighter, and there's the patriots on the other side with the lighter, just going, all right, which one of us is going to set this fucker off? Because neither one of us are going to be happy, however this turns out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of us is going to have to take control.
Yep. Yep. No truer words have been spoken. All right. So there's a Wuhan vaccine.
Who?
A Wuhan vaccine. Now, I don't know if you saw this, Jeremy, but so to promote, you know, and to encourage the citizenry to take the vaccine, the news media has been, you know, doing every effort to promote this. Of course, they're not going to give Trump any credit for it, but, you know, the vaccine is out there. Now, one of the first things that the first videos that was trending was a nurse took the vaccine, and passed out maybe 15 minutes after taking it. Now, let me show you the video. Now, again, I said this to Tim and the crew, and I'm like, yeah, that's going to be a no for me, folks. let me show you
this
video.
It's going to be a hard pass. That's a hard pass right there.
Hard pass. All right, so let's watch this video. Oh, God, they removed it. Mother.
What?
There's one. At least this one. Let me watch this one, because this one actually is the local news report. Because there was the video, and then this was the act, because people were saying no. She was talking about taking the vaccine, but she hadn't taken the vaccine. Well, the news report says look what happens to her after she takes the vaccine.
Chapman today, CHI Memorial called reporters to their hospital as they vaccinated their first group of frontline workers.
She's like, you see her eyes? She's like, fuck.
About 17 minutes after receiving the shot, she took questions from reporters, and then this happened.
Oh, it's all safe, people. It's all safe.
So what happened to her is not funny.
That's going to be a no for me, folks.
But what's ironic and funny is that everybody that are the quote unquote anti-vaxxers are like, I'm not going to be the first volunteer for a vaccine that took 9 months to create, you know, like, hold on. And when you see this, they go, oh, but she faints anyway every time she gets a shot. No, stop.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, so Chicago Memorial actually stopped giving the vaccine up because they had four people have reactions to it. Three of them wound up going home and recovering fine. The other one, as of yesterday, was still getting like medical attention, but not serious condition. But they were like, now the FDA is investigating this vaccine. Like,
oh, God. Now,
this shit.
Yeah, hey, look, now we have to admit that Trump is promoting it as well. And so this is one of those things where I'm like, and I know why he's doing it, right? Because he wants to take credit for it.
Because he promised it.
Exactly. And but the news media, either way, they're not going to give credit. Now, I did want to show you this other one now, because again, the news media and everybody out there is making every effort to promote this. And so there's a lot of this, you know, people in front of the cameras taking the vaccine because it's a, you know, it's monumental. Yeah. So, but I want you to pay close attention to this next one that applies the vaccine. And you tell me, Jeremy, if you notice anything kind of suspicious.
I already knew
this.
Where you go with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So,
all right.
So watch this one, Jeremy.
They gave him nothing.
What?
They gave him nothing.
They had one job.
Dude,
they had one job.
This the medical professional does not know the difference between empty syringe. Now, he could have just, you know, to save face, he could have just come out and says, sorry folks, this one's empty. And let me
You know what's even worse about that? You know what could be even worse about that?
It could be already used
that needle on. It could have used it on the person before him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Injected them, pulled it out, and then used that same needle on the next person.
Yeah.
That is a major medical no fly zone.
Exactly.
So there was another one where the guy put the syringe in, but as he went in, the needle disappeared. Like the needle went in. What the hell? So Friday night. So Friday night after I was DJing, one of the kids that hangs out in there, he's not a nerd, but he's in the medical field and he does a lot of he does a lot of the taking of the blood. He's not a
phlebotomist.
Yeah. And when he works in the hospital during flu season, if you don't get the flu vaccine, you have to wear a mask. I didn't know this. This is before COVID. You have to wear
that's hospital policy.
Yeah, hospital policy. So a lot of times he's like, yeah, I get the flu vaccine every year. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, they ask you like when you go get the shot, do you really want the vaccine or do you want us to just act like we gave it to you? And you know, so a lot of them, what they do is they look like they're shooting it so that people are watching and they just shoot it, shoot the vaccine into the, they shoot the vaccine.
The air or something?
No, they shoot it into the garbage can.
Oh, nice.
You know, so they shoot it down.
They're practicing their aim.
And then they sign off that you got the flu vaccine. And he's like, dude, he goes, most people in the hospital don't get the flu vaccine.
Okay.
He's like, because they know it's bullshit.
I haven't gotten one since I was 12.
No, he goes, because we all know it's bullshit. And we know that you're going to get the flu anyway. He's like, and we all know the same thing with COVID. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now,
the things you know.
Yeah. So I'm going to mention this because, again, this goes on to the lizard brain bullshit that, the left. So the CDC says they would, they came out saying that they were going to give the vaccine to essential workers before they give it to the elderly, because according to them, the elderly aren't as racially diverse.
Yeah. They're white.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding with you.
Old people can't. So basically what they're saying is that we want the elderly to die.
This is the New York Times.
Well, the elderly are going to die.
Yeah, but they want to.
Yeah.
Well, but again, but the reasons given was that because they aren't as racially diverse, which is bullshit, because let's entertain that idea. Let's entertain the idea that the vaccine is a net good. This will definitely result in more deaths because it's the people who are being affected the most are the fucking elderly. They're more prone to die from it. This is, you see what I'm saying? It's like they make no guy, but follow the science, folks. Follow the God. Okay, I'm done. Now, I'm going to mention this because when we were talking about redistribution of wealth just right now, Jeremy, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said,
Communist de Blasio.
And this is
him. De Blasio.
Comrade de Blasio.
Yeah, exactly. This is him during his, daily fucking press briefings that he said their mission is to redistribute wealth. Let me play this because I'm not making this shit up.
That redistribution is all going to Florida. Hey, man, you can at least play it off the Salty Show Instagram, okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Oh, sorry. Sorry, hold on.
You even liked it.
I had already put this link before. Mm.
The distribution of resources.
I'm just playing.
I like to say very bluntly, our mission is to redistribute wealth. A lot of people bristle at that phrase. That is, in fact, the phrase we need to use. Change
so,
the distribution
so,
of resources.
So again, folks, this is not about a virus, like they're trying to make you think, and how much clearer can these commies make it for you? And here's a question. Why don't these people first start with their wealth? Why don't they redistribute their fucking mansions?
That doesn't happen.
Inspire the rest of us.
In communism.
Inspire the rest of us, folks. Then maybe you can convince us, So
no. Get the fuck out of here.
When a billionaire tells
my money,
me,
get out of here.
When a billionaire tells me that we need to redistribute wealth, you're a fucking billionaire. Okay, you can keep 50 million for yourself. Take the other,
why would you need $50 million, Tim?
I'm just saying.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
You know what? Yeah.
Do you know how many kids you can put through school with $50 million? No. We need to redistribute all that money. You get nothing.
Keep a little to yourself and then take all your wealth and like you said, take your billions and redistribute them to everybody else. They don't do that. When was the last time? Okay, we're going to get into this real quick.
When was the last time Bernie Sanders sold his $1 million house?
I said every time he texts that we got to help people out, I said, you first. I said, You're a millionaire. And, you know, I get a lot of likes on that. But When was the last time you heard any of these guys say, God bless America? Even Joe Biden.
They ever did.
When he's always like, and bless the people. You know what I mean? Yeah. He never says, God bless the USA, number one. Yeah. Joe Biden has not said that in any of his speeches. Okay?
Yeah.
You never hear Nancy Pelosi and them saying it anymore. Like you said, they're not patriotic anymore. They do not like this country. They want our money, and that's it. And to go give it to China. Okay? When was the last time you saw a liberal, these Democrats say, we got to help. When was the last time you saw them help anybody?
They don't.
Burning down a business in a neighborhood is not helping anybody out. Okay? You didn't come after you burnt it with a shovel and a broom fucking helping that person clean it up. You just went and burned something else down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You create anarchy and you don't help. But then when a conservative turns out and says, I'm going to do a GoFundMe for restaurant employees that have been affected by the shutdowns. Oh my God, this is socialism. If these people are going to take it. No. These are private people donating their money to help out private people for a decision that was made outside of them. How are you going to turn around and say to a restaurant worker, fuck you. The government, wait for your $1,200 government stimulus. That's probably going to be $600 that they think they can live off of. Okay? So I'm going to do a GoFundMe specifically for restaurant. And they have a fucking conniption over it. They're like, you guys are against socialism, but this is social. No. This is people helping people.
Right.
In a situation that shouldn't even be needed. This situation, starting a GoFundMe to help out restaurant workers pay their bills, should not even be a question right now. This should have never happened.
Right.
Never happened. And then you got people coming out of their face saying, I can't believe you're doing that. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So they didn't donate none of their money. And half of them didn't even donate to BLM. Or Antifa, any of these.
That reminds me a little bit. You guys see that Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play it.
Oh, he's
going
to play some shit, too.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
So
before I do play that one, which leads me into, you know, like you say, Tim, there's people who are flabbergasted at anybody who stands up against this fucking insanity. And the latest example is, I'm going to call them COVID cunts from now on. This woman refuses to, She quits her job because the patrons refused to wear a mask. So she has a full on meltdown and somebody
attack.
Somebody records this. And Jeremy, observe this video and you tell me during her rant if she is not. Listen, look at the genius behind this. just watch.
I quit. I fucking quit. What is wrong with you people?
Ma'am, we're not
Roger, sick. I'm not working for this shit anymore. These guys won't put their mask on. I'm sick of feeling like this.
Wait, stop. Why are you discriminating against us, ma'am?
I'm not discriminating against you.
And she has no mask on, by the way.
Yeah, she's ranting
she's
about
yelling.
Them not wearing a mask.
Them not wearing a mask. And she has no mask on.
The logic, right? This is their logic.
Science. Now, no, that's science. Yeah, that's science right there. Yeah, that's Darwinism.
But again, it creates these people who feel justified in acting like total cunts. I'm sorry I'm saying this word, folks, but it needs to be, we need to call this shit what it is because, you know, really that's necessary. You know, this weekend I went out to a local bar again and I was talking to the
bartender. Wait, they're not closed?
No, they're defying.
What's the name of the bar?
No. They're defying the governor's.
I would call Wolf.
No, because Nelson they're all doing it now.
I know.
They're all doing it around this area. They're done, dude. They're saying, you know, do we face a fine or make a living? This is what it's coming down, and it's sad to watch. I see the frustration in these people because this is their livelihood, folks. Some of us are not yet impacted by this. But I can't imagine.
Have they, Have they raised their price at all or anything to cover these fees or fines or anything like that?
Yeah,
I mean, they put a 25-cent per drink surcharge just in case we get keep doing this.
You know what I think they should do is have a bucket in the middle if for these places that are staying open and say, you know, the bucket for, you know, the fine that they're going to fucking get. You know, because they're if some health inspector goes in and fucking they're going to get fined. And that's what a lot of them are fearing.
If all of them are doing it, there's nothing to fear. You can't take them all out.
Yeah.
If only one's doing it, they can make an example. But if you're all doing it, you're going to have more pissed off people, because if you have 20 restaurants in your area, 20 restaurants, bars, and they all open full capacity, say, fuck you. Yeah. If you shut all 20 down, every citizen in that area is going to go, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now you got a bigger problem because you...
You know, and what's crazy is that they're even more open now than they were before this latest lockdown. They've literally just said, fuck it. We're not even going to 25%. Every single seat in that place was full.
What's the alternative? They're going to go out of business. If you're a restaurant owner that put your life, you know, your life savings and everything into this business, and they turn around and say, we're locking you down again. You go, I can't survive even off 10%. Right. I can't survive. Yeah. I need full capacity because I'm back on rent. I can't pay my mortgage. I can't pay my student fucking loans. I can't pay my kid's fucking meal. Fuck this. And you know what? Every single person in his neighborhood, they're all going out. Because even if you were afraid of this thing back in March, you're like, all right, fuck it. I haven't seen a person's face and been around people in forever. I'll take the risk because you know what? 99%. And if we all go out and we're all saying, fuck you, you can't lock me down.
Yep.
If you say no, they can't force it. And if they force it, you're going to have thousands and thousands of pissed off citizens against 200 cops? Yes. Yeah, good luck. You know what the cops are going to do? Nothing.
Turn around and leave?
You shoot one. What's going to happen? They're going to bum rush the fuck out of you. The people that supported you will turn on you if you start implementing draconian fucking things.
Yeah.
So if a cop walks in and they say, no, bitch. Sit down and have a drink.
Saul said it several times on this podcast. When we support the cops, as long as you support our rights.
Yeah.
The minute you start becoming...
You took an oath to protect
little Nazis and start enforcing stuff that's not legit, then we're not going to support you anymore.
The Constitution does not go on vacation. Yes. My rights do not get stripped because somebody's afraid to get a fucking cold.
We need to start
making
t-shirts. I got something to say, and I'm going to say it on t-shirts. We need to start selling t-shirts.
So going along the lines of these Corona cunts that are now out in full force, Tom Cruise, the biggest one out of them all,
Karen.
loses his shit when apparently some crew members were not wearing masks. Now, again, like Tim just mentioned earlier, why the fuck is Hollywood considered essential? These are the fucking rich who can go without work for, they should be able to go without work for a couple years. You're fucking millionaires.
But the one point he did make in that, as he's going on his Karen rant.
Let me play it.
When you make a movie, it does employ a shitload of people.
Right.
So I get that.
Okay. Exactly.
Isn't essential.
Okay, wait, hold on. But not any other business? Okay,
every business is essential. Business is essential.
Exactly. That's the point that I'm trying to make at. Now, if these people who want to redistribute wealth, why doesn't Tom Cruise stop production and give his goddamn money to every single one of those person who would benefit from his fucking movie? Because they don't believe the shit that they're talking about. Exactly. This is just a way to virtual signal and to pass these fucking things about redistribution of wealth. That's the underlying goal, folks. And if you're buying the bullshit about COVID, you're an idiot. Now, let me play this motherfucker. I'm done with these cocksuckers.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And
I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it.
So, you know, his rant
they
just
all should
going.
Have just taken their mask off and punched them in the face.
Yeah, say, shut up.
You don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, they all should have just said, no, motherfucker, you make movies because of us. You're famous because of us. You're a nobody, motherfucker. I'm done watching his movies.
See, now, that's what, well, see, this is what people forget. We make them. They don't make us.
Yeah. Right.
Right, like we make Tom Cruise famous.
There's five other people standing behind Tom Cruise who can do exactly what Tom Cruise does, and they could probably do it even a little bit better.
Exactly,
and not fucking bang little kids.
Next,
while doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay,
someone created a parody of his, and it was fucking hilarious. Oh, right? I gotta show you this. I love it. Watch this shit.
Hollywood making movies right now because of that. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. They're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs,
Rudolph.
And I never want to see it again. Ever.
That's the best one. That's the best one.
And I see you do it again, you're gone.
Are you fucking gone?
And anyone on this crew does it. That's it, and you too, and you too, and you. Hey, and you.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
So I heard this rant, the beginning of it, like 2 or 3 days ago, and they yeah. cut it to a very small. Right, there was very little lead up or explanation as to what
context.
Was really happening, and then context. And then last night, I heard the whole thing, and I was like. Okay, so I'm sitting there listening, and the first thing that came to my mind is he is yelling and screaming at, I believe it was two guys were standing too close together when they were looking at the monitor, right? So they're shooting the movie, and there's people that stand around the screens looking at the monitor. There was two guys that were too close to each other. They weren't practicing their 6 feet social distancing or whatever.
Wow.
And so he goes off on this rant, which we just heard. And as I'm sitting there listening to it, I'm listening to Tom Cruise go on this rant. And I'm thinking to myself, well, Tom, you're yelling at the wrong people. You need to be yelling at the people who are putting these restrictions on you in the first place. There's no reason for them to be there to begin with. These people, like you said, are losing their houses. They're losing their homes. They're losing their cars. They're losing their kids are losing whatever. No Christmas this year because they don't have any income coming in. You're screaming at the wrong people. You need to be screaming at Gavin Newsom and all these other assholes that have destroyed your state and decided that they know more than you know and they know better than you about what needs to happen and tell them to go fuck themselves. Instead of yelling at the people that are there working, you need to go to these people that are pretending that they know better and tell them to fuck off.
Right.
But remember what I said earlier in the show. If you do not comply to these restrictions and, you know,
exactly.
The insurance companies can now say, well, we feel you're not following. You're shut down.
Okay.
We're not, you know, this company that paid. Yeah, we're shutting you down because of this. Now you are at their mercy.
Oh, yeah. There's so many people that are just controlling everything.
Exactly. This is not about science.
This is
about control.
This is why what Dinesh D'Souza makes so much sense. Yeah. And this is what conservative needs to start doing. Instead of seceding from the union, let's secede from their fucking systems. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's have conservative insurance companies that are not going to play by this fucking bullshit. Let's have conservative movie studios. They're going to make movies for conservatives. Instead of seceding from the union, this is what we should do. Fucking leave their entire goddamn thing. They can fight because it's half the country, folks. They can fight all the rest of the Hollywood studios. They can fight for the other half. But this half, you know, and we could. And we could do it way better. Now, going along with Jeremy said, you know, about these the tyrants that bring on this shit. Londonistan, formerly known as London, is now shutting down the city and they're implementing the most stringent lockdowns yet anywhere. And so after they did this, people started fleeing the city. Let me show you this little video.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
They started fleeing, dude. This is, you know, this is way more than the typical holiday exodus that happens, right? And so people started reporting on this. Folks, people are leaving southern England, and they're going up to where it's less stringent. And so to prevent people from fleeing, the London government officials issued orders to arrest anyone that was trying to leave the city past midnight.
Wow.
And so I'm
going
to say
this. That's when you go storm Buckingham fucking palace and you go fucking.
Wow.
People are fucking insane, dude.
Let me finish my point on this. This is what totalitarians do. Impose these rules.
Oh my God.
But they always have a good reason to do it. And there are always exceptions
as to why they can't follow it.
Now, when I saw this and I heard about what London did, to me, this is reminiscent of Germany after World War II. We know what happened. After the war, the Soviet Union got the eastern part of Germany, and the Allies they basically helped to rebuild Western Germany. After a few years of this, it was evident that the socialist experiment was a failure in Eastern Germany. And so what people did was they fled and they went to the other section of the city. And to prevent this, the Soviet Union, they implemented a wall. They built a wall, the Berlin Wall.
That's what it's called?
That's what it's called. It was the Berlin. And this all happened in the city of Berlin. So they put the wall and no people could. It wasn't to keep people from going in because it was a sanctuary and a utopia. No. It was to keep people from fleeing and to keep them locked in. And so, because that would
the walls work?
That's what communism does, folks. It oppresses the people and keeps them poor. This is the modern day leftist party. We will lock you in for your own good, but when people flee, they force them to stay in. If your ideas are so great, leftists, why do people flee your goddamn cities? Ronald Reagan said it best. The scariest words in the English language are, I am from the government and I'm here to help. This is angering. This is no longer about securing or making sure that we control a virus. That ship sailed 3 weeks in the week of March, after they had implemented it. After that, every single one of us should have said, fuck you, we're not playing this. But here we are. It's going to be a year later, folks, and shit is still locked down. This is insanity.
Yeah, and then you got that fucking cock-sucking cunt fucking Wang turning around going, oh, there's got to be a way that we can have a barcode on people's cell phones to show that they have the vaccine.
Wow.
Who is this?
Wang, the president, was it Henry yeah. Yang or whatever? Ying Yang, whatever?
He's a congressman, right? Andrew
Yang.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire or a millionaire or whatever. He's a rich guy. He came out on Twitter and goes, you know, there's got to be an easy way that we can have a barcode, you know, downloaded to everybody's phone so that they can show that they have taken the vaccine. So to make it easy to go to sporting events and everything to get our life back.
I got one word for him. HIPAA.
Yeah.
Bro.
They would throw it out.
Even people that supported him were like, dude, you're over the line now, because they go, ask people that survived Germany in the Holocaust, how that worked with having numbers and barcodes and everything scanned, you know, numbers on it. Like, you're basically openly telling people what you want to do. Mm-hmm. This is the and people are like, oh my God, I need a barcode because I need to know that you have a vaccine. You're going to get sick still, you dumb motherfuckers.
You have no right to know what I've done.
You're
going to
get
done.
COVID no matter what. It's a virus. Even they say you can get the vaccine, but you could get COVID still. It does not prevent you from getting fucking COVID. It doesn't.
Right, right.
You dumb motherfuckers. Yeah, the flu vaccine does not guarantee you that you will not get the flu.
Oh, shit.
And we're back. Sorry for the technical difficulties. My rant about fucking vaccines broke my camera. I had to reboot. Had Microsoft security patches because, you know, I don't want the fucking backdoor Orion fucking hack, you know, hacking my laptop. Interesting note on that, though, real quick. And then we're going to go, because we're all IT professionals, you know, for our real jobs. I had to fucking do an emergency decommission of fucking Solar Winds on Monday.
No.
Like, I was reading that shit over the weekend because, when we did our show, I was like, oh, wow, this is happening. And then I was like, huh. I walked in and I'm reading everything. I'm like, oh, shit, I wonder if. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, I need you to decommission these boxes right away. I'm like, all right, cool.
Done and done.
Done and done. Delete.
Power off.
Yeah. We have.
All right. Yeah. So anyway. we're gonna end it with this. So, you know, again, the whole COVID bullshit. Ilhan Omar came out saying that Ilhan Omar wants Trump prosecuted for his negligence with the Wuhan virus. Let me show you this video, bro. These people are fucking nuts, man. Fucking nuts. Let me show you. I might not play it all just because I can't. She's so fucking annoying. But watch this shit.
I do. As you know, I lost my father on June 16th. I remember my dad was in Kenya. He came back into the United States.
Let me forward it to that part.
Because we didn't have leaders who didn't care about their lives. I mean, the president this day has not shown an ounce of compassion to the people who have passed away. He still has not acknowledged the devastating loss so many of us are feeling. My father survived so many things. And for him to lose his life to COVID is devastating. And right before you came on,
her anger. Right. Is towards Trump, not to China, which is where this shit derives from, and where most flus come from, and then
right,
there's
it's a political tool for her to point
thank
at
you. Thank
Orange
you.
Man bad,
and for her to use sickening. her father's death as a tool to call, because she eventually calls for Trump to be arrested, basically, dude. This is what she's calling for. This is what the left will do if they get in power. They will do that to Trump. This is why, again, it's important that, even though the Georgia runoffs are, in my opinion, they're a goddamn waste of time because nothing is going to fucking change. People need to go out there and vote, because if these people get into power, this is it, folks. This is our last stand. And that's all I'm going to say about the subject. I'm done with the COVID cunts.
Oh, that's why I say January 6th would be the perfect day to do Marshall. If you're going to go the martial law plan, which I don't know if that's a good idea or not. But anyway, if you're going to go do that plan, the Georgia runoff is on Monday. I mean, on the 5th, they do the Electoral College vote on the 6th. That'd be the perfect time. Declare martial law, because you know there's going to be some fucking fuckery over in that election. You gather them all up, done, arrested. Here's the evidence. And, you do a military fucking... You do a new election with a military one securing the ballots, and you go about your business.
If anything, this martial law would probably give people more freedom than what they have now, because
it'd
of the
be the
whole
only
COVID
time that
lockdowns.
You would have more freedom in martial law than
yeah. All right, so anybody else have anything? If not, we are going to leave it there, and like we do on every episode, we're gonna leave this on a happy note.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to say this right now. Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's not pronounced. Before we get there. It's not pronounced happy holidays. It's pronounced Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. All right.
And if you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Not happy holidays. That's stupid. No one wants to hear that.
Happy Kwanzaa. All right. So this is me after being forced to take the Wuhan vaccine. That's exactly what I feel like after I take that vaccine. All right. So in the spirit of the season, some of you are on that naughty list.
Ooh, yeah.
Swear. Oh, this is hysterical.
You aren't absolutely. That's why you're on the naughty list.
I will swear
trust me.
Well, that's why you're on the naughty list, because you're being naughty right now. So you're going to be on the naughty list if you keep talking like that. Because you're being naughty, so you're on the naughtiest.
No, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not, because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list. You keep saying that again and again and again. I'm not on naughty list.
Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work, yes, and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you got
to
start being
he's
a good boy.
He's about to cry.
No,
you're going to give an uppercut?
How do you not laugh your ass off as a parent trying to be serious?
Well, you're on the naughty list.
Well, because he's apparently he's racing a little asshole.
And little kid. I'm going to give him an uppercut.
I'm going to punch him.
All right. So this one, this is getting caught. You know, this happened to all of us.
I was searching around the internet. I was searching around the internet, and all of a sudden, I was downloading this thing, and I got a computer virus. I deleted the virus. Oh my God, I had a computer virus, and I got scared that I had the virus. And when I was getting out of my chair, my pants were slipping and I was pulling them off and getting back on the chair. I got scared and my pants slipped down a little and I was pulling them off.
Mom,
I'm telling the truth.
I am serious. Well, we lost Tim. No way. So,
and he's got the candle. He blows it out. It's like, my pain. I got the virus.
All right. So for those of you who don't TikTok, so this is like an actual audio of a kid who got caught surfing for porn on the internet. And so this guy makes a video, you know, to the sound. It's fucking hilarious. I got the virus.
No, but his legs are wiggling and shit. And his pants keep falling down.
Let's watch this again. Let's watch this. This is worth watching twice.
You're trying to kill me.
I was searching around the internet. And all of a sudden, I was downloading this thing, and I got a computer virus. I deleted the virus. Mom, I had a computer virus, and I got scared that I had the virus. And when I was getting out of my chair, my pants were slipping, and I was
pulling them off. I'm going to watch Tim. He's more interesting
than
the video.
I got scared. Because
that would probably be like me, like if I got caught jerking off the porn. I swear it's a virus.
It's a virus, and I got scared.
but his legs wiggling and his pants falling down. That's what sells it. And then he walks in. He's like, "I got a virus," and he takes the tissues, puts it behind him. I got a virus. Blows out the candle, but leaves the lotion behind the laptop.
Well, that's because you can't see it. It's behind the thing.
All right, Tim. This next one, I'm going to need you to start training Rocco to do this when I go back. Check this out. Destination unknown. I've been going for some gas. Officially placed the poster. Reveals a smile from the past. Elephants and acrobats. Lions, snakes, monkeys.
Good boy. Can you shut that door?
That's a smart doggy right there, man. I'll tell you that.
You know what? If Rocco actually had a patient dog owner, owner,
yeah.
He could learn how to do that because Rocco is very smart. It's just that I don't have, I barely have patience to fucking teach him how to sit. You know what I mean? The only reason why my dog knows how to sit is because when he was a pup, every time he would get into mischief, he would fucking chew on something like a baseball. I'd be like, what are you doing? And he'd just like walk over and he would just sit. So he knows sitting very well.
And everything else?
Not so much.
Poor dog.
I don't have the patience. If anybody wants to rescue Rocco from Tim, give us a call.
No, Rocco gets a lot of love. Rocco gets a lot of love. But like the whole like sit down, do all that shit, I know. Because you have to spend hours and...
No. All right. All right,
as long as he doesn't bite people.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. Give us a follow. Hit that like button. Leave us a comment. Share some of this stuff. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Ashia.
Resist.
Resist?
Yeah. 1776, these motherfuckers.
Yes.
I'm in.
Resist.